Forward by Rob Machado. It was sometime in the summer of 2004. I had been invited on a boat trip to the Mentawai Islands with a stellar cast. Laird Hamilton was the leader of the pack. He was working on a movie project and invited a crew of people to join him for an adventure. For some reason, I don't remember, I was arriving a day late for the trip, and I would have to jump on a different boat to catch up with the mothership, which was already well on its way. I landed in Padang late in the evening, was taken to a room to sleep, and was told that I would be woken up at 4 a.m. to leave for the 8-hour boat ride to meet up with the crew. Sure enough, the phone rang at 4 a.m. sharp. I grabbed my stuff and headed out. As I loaded my gear into our little boat, I recognized a familiar face through the darkness. It was Jerry Lopez. I have obviously known about Jerry Lopez for as long as I can remember. His poster held the prime spot on my wall directly across from my bed. He was the last image I saw before I closed my eyes at night, and the first image I saw when I woke up. It was a beautiful poster of Jerry dropping in on a 12-foot wave at the Banzai Pipeline, the sun glistening on the face of the wave, his board well positioned with his line set for what was destined to be something special. His style was flawless, so much poise. Even his hair blowing in the wind seemed surreal. I remember staring at the poster and thinking that I would never ride a wave like that. I didn't like big waves. I was scared of them, and the sight of a wave like that made my stomach turn. But I was always mesmerized by this image for some reason. Other posters came and went, but this one was always treasured and protected. When I hit my mid-teens, I began to make the yearly pilgrimage to the North Shore, hoping to catch a few waves here and there. By now, I had learned a lot more about Mr. Lopez. I had discovered old movies of him surfing all over the world. The most memorable of those being the waves he rode at the pipeline, and of course his adventures through the islands of Indonesia. I remember catching the occasional glimpse of him on the North Shore. He was a god to us, a messiah. The amount of respect Jerry received was amazing. He paddled out at the pipeline a few times, and it was always such a treat to watch him navigate his way through the lineup, sit and wait patiently for the wave he wanted, and then do what he does best. Glide effortlessly down the face, slide into the tube, and get spit out the other end. I had the opportunity to meet Jerry a few times here and there over the next few years, but it was never for more than a few minutes, and it always seemed to happen in those overpopulated situations like surfer pole awards, trade shows, and the like. But no matter the situation, Jerry always made time for me. He looked me in the eye and listened. He connected with people, even if it was only for a brief moment. His demeanor was always so impressive, even amongst such chaos. Back on our boat in the Padang Harbor, we were all loaded up and headed out for our 8-hour ride, with the sun starting to peek over the hills. Our boat wasn't the biggest boat, and there were only a few good seats on board. As the sun got higher in the sky and the wind started to blow, it became clear that the best and most comfortable seat on the boat was a bench seat that sat two at the front of the boat. So I took my seat and settled in. It wasn't long before Jerry was sitting right next to me. For the next 6 hours, I sat side by side with my hero. I asked him every question that I ever wanted to ask, and then some. We covered just about his entire life, from growing up in Hawaii, the shortboard revolution, the early years at the Banzai Pipeline, the golden years at the Banzai Pipeline, the Uluwatu, Padang years, the discovery of G-Land, shaping and surfboard design, yoga, food, the power of the mind. Time flew by, and before we knew it, we had pulled up to a perfect 3 to 4 foot reef pass with no one out. All of a sudden, we were like two little kids scrambling to get our boards out of our bags. We each grabbed our favorite, waxed it up, and paddled out. I will never forget that session. The conditions were flawless, and wave after wave poured through the lineup. I remember one wave particularly well. It was a beautiful little 4-footer that was